Hello and welcome to Coffee and Code. I'm your host, Ashley Coffee. Coffee and Code is your weekly rundown for the latest top tech news from around the world delivered every Wednesday. On this show, you'll find a mix of the latest news in the tech world, including privacy, infosec, startups, and more, including interviews with experts, innovators, and practical everyday tech tips to level up your life. Subscribe to Coffee and Code to be notified when new episodes go live. You can also find me on Twitter at @AshleyCoffee_, that's AshleyCoffey _, and on Instagram at AshleyRCoffee89. Thanks for listening and welcome to Coffee and Code. Today, I'll be talking about Burning Man in VR and my firsthand experience attending my first Burning Man festival in virtual reality. For those of you who aren't familiar with Burning Man, the Burning Man festival has been happening since 1986. So every year, this happens. People get together. It's become a little bit more exclusive over the years. There's a really great documentary on Netflix about Burning Man. I recommend you watch it if you're interested in the culture. But people that flock to these festivals go there for different reasons, different intents. But the general, you know, I would say consensus of Burning Man, it's a festival of creativity, self-exploration, really creative, definitely. So I found myself in my VR headset. I have an Oculus Quest headset, and I logged into Altspace VR, which is kind of like a virtual chat room, but in virtual reality. So you have your avatar, and you can pop into these different rooms. And I popped into a room on Monday, actually, and little did I know, this was kind of on accident because I was just exploring. I walked into my first Burning Man event in virtual reality, which blew my mind. The setups that they have, there are different camps that you can portal into, and the people that you're seeing, you can actually interact with. You can talk to them. I met a nice gentleman who had been fortunate enough to attend Burning Man in person about 2 years ago, and I asked him questions about his experience, what was his takeaways from the experience, and how did it impact him on a personal level. And I was really blown away by his response. He definitely felt like it promoted more awareness and the ability to interact with people without being afraid. He admitted that he's more of a closed off person, kind of shy, and he felt like the festival helped him open up, and shared that everyone at the festival was incredibly supportive, and he attended the festival sober and had one of the best experiences of his life, being in that camaraderie, being with those other people. So I asked him kind of how things have felt different with this year's festival, considering it's virtual and not physical, and it was a positive response. It seems that the what are called OG burners were incredibly supportive of the idea of going virtual and having this event in VR. And one of the struggles that they're currently experiencing is the amount of people that can attend these, like, quote unquote rooms at a time. I think they're capped at 20 or 30. Altspace VR, the company that is having the hosting platform, has had to actually put their developers into the VR camps to see what's rendering, what's not rendering, because they've been experiencing some infrastructure strains due to so many people getting on. And then there's also that element of, you know, technology and technology literacy. Not everyone has access to a headset or knows how to use a headset. So there are some people that I talked to that had to install Windows on their Macs using Parallel in order to download Altspace VR, and they're able to have a two-dimensional experience in Altspace, but they're not able to use their hand controls. So that's another element of not being able to like fully express yourself. I'm the type of person that really talks with their hands. So someone actually called that out of, hey, I see that you're talking with your hands. It's really cool. How do you do that? And I tried to show them and they were on a computer, so they weren't able to use their hands. I digress. But if you have a VR headset, I recommend you dive in to Burning Man. It's going on all week. If you have the Altspace VR app, that's how you access it. It's going on until Sunday. I've been told that Saturday is the burning of the man, which is traditional in every Burning Man festival. And Sunday is what I believe is called the burning of the temple, where there's two very different events. From what I gathered, Saturday is more of a observation, watching something beautiful burn, and Sunday is more of a cleansing, so to speak. So for example, if people are struggling with a cigarette addiction or a loss of a loved one, they'll put a pack of cigarettes in the temple or a picture of the loved one in the temple. And once that burns on Sunday, it's kind of a sense of letting go. And apparently it's a really prolific experience, which people walk away feeling very emotional, crying, just feeling very connected, but also it's representative of letting go. So I thought that was really interesting that they're still able to recreate this traditional event that happens at physical Burning Man festivals in virtual reality. I'll be documenting the rest of my Burning Man experience in VR throughout the rest of this week. I've been trying to spend at least 30 minutes to an hour kind of interacting with other people and seeing what's going on. Last night, people were trying to take virtual drugs, which was interesting. Disclaimer, no one was actually taking drugs. They were pretending to in VR, as you do in Burning Man. But if you're curious about more experiences in that realm, definitely check it out. Again, it's Altspace VR. And if you have an Oculus Quest headset or an Oculus Rift headset or even a Windows machine, you can get access to that. And one really huge thing that I want to outline here is that this is the first festival that is open access, meaning anyone can join. Anyone that has access to technology that I mentioned earlier can attend their first Burning Man. So I think this is pretty cool. I mean, that's been a huge barrier to entry. I think tickets have been, I don't know, $500, if not more, in the past years. And it's become so popular, people have to put their names in a lottery in order to be considered to attend. So the fact that the barrier to entry is very low, considering it's technically free now, definitely dive in and take a look around and experience it and document it. I've been taking little screenshots inside of the experience so that I can do a little blog post write-up on my first Burning Man and also, you know, the first Burning Man to be in VR. So I find this incredibly fascinating and interesting. I hope you do as well. But if there are any other events happening in VR that you would like to see covered, please let me know. It is now time for your weekly tech tip. This tech tip is something that I've personally been using for years now, and it's for iPhone users. So, have you ever found yourself in a scenario where you think of something that you need to add to your grocery list, but maybe you're cooking or you're running an errand or you're working? I don't know. You want to be as seamless and hands-free as possible. Well, there's a solution for you. If you go into the Reminders app on your iPhone, you can create what's called lists. So what I have set up in here, I have little lists that have different titles. So for example, I have what's called a grocery list, a heads up list, a random list. You can make it whatever you want. But the beauty here is I have this set up to where if I say, hey Siri, add Brussels sprouts to the grocery list, it will hear that command either on my Apple Watch or on my iPhone and add that to my grocery list without me having to pick up my phone and type it in, which is huge. There are some things that just pop into my head and I don't want to like stop what I'm doing in the moment in order to add that to my list. So having this verbal command is really nice. You do have to make sure that you title your list with whatever it is you're giving that verbal command for. So if you have a list and you call it food and you tell Siri to add it to your grocery list, obviously it's not going to make that connection. But another really great tip here is you can share your lists with family members. So for example, I share this grocery list with my husband. That way, if he's out and about, he can check that list and see if there's anything that we need to get. So that's my tech tip for this week. Go to the Reminders app, create your own list, call it whatever you want, and then you can tell Siri to add items to your list. I'm a big fan of automation, so anything I can do to make my life easier and more seamless, I'm all about it. So I hope you enjoyed the tech tip for this week.
And that's the scoop on coffee and code. If there's a specific topic that you want to hear more about, let me know by visiting anchor.fm/coffeeandcode/message. I'd love to hear from you. Before I leave you today, I would like to give a special thank you to Just Good Coffee Company, the official coffee partner of Coffee and Code. Just Good Coffee offers a carefully crafted selection of coffee from some of the most revered coffee-producing regions around the world. Their commitment to offering exceptionally good experiences extends beyond just the products themselves, but extends well into the community, which is awesome. Their mission is simple: to offer good coffee and coffee for good. From cup to community, that is the sole purpose of Just Good Coffee. Be sure to check out their newest Culture Collection. These blends are carefully crafted and roasted to perfection, each with origins from within the great continent of Africa. You can find them at justgoodcoffee.co. I am personally a huge fan of this coffee. It tastes so good. I drink it while I'm recording this, and nothing but good things to say about this coffee company. Shout out to my friend Ray. Thank you so much, and thank you all for listening. And be sure to subscribe to be notified when new episodes of Coffee and Code go live.